And now taking a look at the latest sports, starting off with postseason softball play last night. And the Atlantic Trojans had a very nice night in their Region 8 semifinal game against Shenandoah as they shut them out 12-0 in just three innings of play. As 10 hits for the Trojans, led by multi-hit performances from Aaron Olson, Gabby Jordahl, and Molly Welter. And they move on to that Region 8 final. They'll take on Greene County, who was an 11-3 winner over Kemper Catholic, and they're the fourth-ranked team in the state. Atlantic will take on Greene County coming up on Monday night. 7 o'clock, that game will be played at West Central Valley in Stuart. In Class 1A Region 6 semifinal play last night, it was Linville Sully over Martinsdale St. Mary's 5-4, and Murray beat Wayne 3-2. In Class 1A Region 6 semifinal play, Logan Magnolia beat Stanton 13-0, and Glidden Ralston knocks off Exira EHK 4-1. Regional final will see Logan Magnolia take on Glidden Ralston, that game being played on Monday, 7 o'clock at Denison. In Class 1A Region 8 semifinal play, it was New Old Fonda over Charter Oak Ute 9-8, and Woodbury Central beat Westwood 11-0. In Class 2A Region 2 semifinal play, St. Edmund was a 15-4 winner over Maple Valley Anthon Odo, and Lawton Bronson beat Alto Aurelia 2-0. In Class 2A Region 7 semifinal play, I-35 over Van Meter 15-3, and Madrid beat Panorama 5-0. In Class 2A Region 8 semifinal play, it was Trainer over Missouri Valley 6-2, and IKM Manning beats Nottoway Valley 6-2 in 11 innings of play. Trainer and IKM Manning will square off in the regional final 7 o'clock on Monday, that game being played in Harlan. That's a look at softball postseason play last night. In high school baseball, some regular season scores from last night's action include Atlantic getting a win 11-0 over Carroll in 5 innings of play. Carlisle beat ADM 8-4. It was Denison Schleswig over Keokuk 6-5. Glenwood was a winner in a doubleheader over Storm Lake 10-0 in the first game, 13-0 in the second game. Greene County beat Nevada 10-0. It was Harlan over Lamar's twice, 11-1 in 5 innings in the first game and 8-3 in the second. Sioux City North, an 8-2 winner over Lewis Central. Council Bluffs St. Albert beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-2. It was Trainer 4-3 over IKM Manning, and Trainer once again 7-3 over IKM Manning in a doubleheader. And Winterset beat Sheridan 11-7, and Woodward Granger a 5-3 winner over Madrid. That was baseball regular season scores from last night. There will be a few regular season games scheduled here today again as well, but also the first round high school baseball playoffs that get underway here today with some of the pigtail games in classes 1A and 2A. And in Class 1A, Booyer Valley will face Woodbine today, that being played at Booyer Valley there at 7 o'clock. Clorinda Academy is at East Union, that game being played in Lenox at 7 o'clock tonight. Essex faces Riverside, that game in Sydney tonight at 7 o'clock. Also in Class 2A play, Red Oak will be playing Clorinda. That game is part of a doubleheader at AHSTW in Avoca. That'll be 5 o'clock start time for Red Oak and Clorinda. Shenandoah will take on AHSTW in the second game at 7 o'clock. Also in games being played at Maple Valley Anthon Odo tonight, Underwood faces Missouri Valley at 5 p.m., and Oldabar Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove faces Maple Valley Anthon Odo at 7 o'clock. And a host site is West Central Valley Stewart. Panorama will face Clark at 5 p.m., and then Southwest Valley takes on West Central Valley at 7 o'clock there at that site. Moving on to Major League Baseball from last night, a game you heard here on KJN, as Garrett Cole pitched 7 strong innings to become the Major League's first 13-game winner, and Neil Walker had a 2-run homer among his 3 hits, as the Pirates beat the Cardinals 5-2 on Friday night. Cole allowed 2 runs, both on Matt Carpenter's 3rd-inning home run, and 6 hits while striking out 3 and walking 2. He became just the 2nd Pirates pitcher to win 13 games before the All-Star break, joining Doc Ellis, who had won 14 back in 1971. Walker's home run, his 7th, extended the Pirates' lead to 5-2 in the 4th inning, and Mark Melancone pitched a scoreless 9th for his National League-leading 29th save in 30 opportunities. The Pirates won for the 6th time in 7 games and drew within 4.5 games of the Cardinals in the NL Central. Danny Duffy pitched 6 sharp innings to pick up his first victory in more than 2 months as the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0 last night. Duffy shut down a Blue Jays offense which leads the majors with 470 runs. He gave up four singles while walking three and hitting a batter to earn his first victory since beating Detroit on April the 30th. The Royals have won six straight to improve to an American League best 51-34. Other scores from baseball play last night in interleague action, it was the White Sox over the Cubs 1-0. Baltimore beat Washington 3-2. Texas 4-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Houston 3-1. Yankees over Boston 5-1. Cleveland beat Oakland 5-1. Minnesota 8-6 over Detroit. Kansas City beat Toronto 3-0. And the Angels were 7-3 winners over Seattle. In the National League, it was Pittsburgh over St. Louis 5-2. The Mets beat Arizona 4-2. Cincinnati over Miami 1-0. Colorado beat Atlanta 5-3. Dodgers over Milwaukee 3-2. And San Francisco beat up on Philadelphia 15-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Iowa over Omaha 5-3 in 10 innings of play. Those two teams play a doubleheader today over at Warner Park in Omaha. First game set to go at 12:05 and the second game at 7:05 here this evening. In other sporting news, quarterback Braxton Miller says he's staying at Ohio State to win back the starting job. Miller hurt his throwing shoulder shortly before the start of last season and sat out while Ohio State won the national championship, with JT Barrett and then Cardell Jones leading the Buckeyes. Miller got his degree and could have transferred and played immediately for another school, but told the Columbus Dispatch that he's staying at Ohio State for a fifth season. Two people with knowledge of the arrangement tell the Associated Press that Deron Williams has accepted terms of a buyout with the Brooklyn Nets and will join the Dallas Mavericks if the point guard clears waivers on Monday. It's unlikely another team will claim Williams because he has underperformed since signing a max contract to stay with the Nets in 2012 and is still owed about $43 million over the final 2 years of that deal. The Miami Heat have finalized their one-year $20 million contract with guard Dwayne Wade and have signed forward Amari Stoudemire to a one-year pact worth around $1.4 million. Wade is coming off a season in which he averaged 21.5 points and was an all-star for the 11th time. Stoudemire inked his deal after passing a physical. The Chicago Blackhawks have sent three-time Stanley Cup champion Patrick Sharp and defensive prospect Stephen Jones to the Dallas Stars for veteran defenseman Trevor Daly and forward Ryan Garbutt. The 33-year-old Sharp scored 16 goals and 43 points in 68 games for the Blackhawks, who beat the Lightning in 7 games in June for their third Stanley Cup title in 6 seasons. The 31-year-old Daly spent the first 11 seasons with the Stars. Clint Dempsey scored in the 47th minute to give the United States a 1-0 victory over Haiti in the CONCACAF Gold Cup last night. Brad Guzan made a pair of point-blank saves in the second half for the Americans. The defending champions improved to 2-0 in the opening round and clinched the group title. That's a look at the latest sports for you here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.